Welcome to the Parenting is Heart Work podcast. We're taking a breather from our continual work in the parenting field to talk about that primary relationship between the dad and the mom, which we call marriage. So we're going to, again, jump into another chapter and talk about marriage. But remember that this book that it's coming from, Activate Your Marriage, is a book for anyone, whether they're married or not, because it focuses on 12 exercises you can do to strengthen your marriage. Maybe your marriage isn't happening right now. Maybe you're yet to get married And so this will help you when you do. So it's a valuable tool for building character in you and using the arena of marriage to do that. So we're going to jump into another chapter of the book and talk through it together. And I'm grateful to do that with Elena. Elena Svetslot is from the Netherlands. And so I'm grateful to be able to work with her each week. There's a significant time difference, but it doesn't stop us with technology. So Elena, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Dr. Scott. And yes, it's really a blessing to be able to speak and to share this time together and to hear your teaching. Also, because of your new book, this time around, we are focusing on marriage during this podcast. We can also say that this podcast can be called Marriage is Hard Work, because it's true. It is very much like that. And I would like to get us started by sharing what we're going to talk about today, which is the chapter 4 of your book called Sharing Scripture, Developing Devotion to God's Word in Your Marriage. And I think that's really interesting to talk about, because I know that many couples might not be doing this, even if they are Christian. And I know many are doing this and maybe doing it for a long time already. But I'm curious to find out, why did you think, Dr. Scott, that this was an important part of our of the marriage in general?
I find that there's a lot of ways that we communicate with each other in marriage. As we do, then the relationship is stronger. But one of the most effective and deepest ways to communicate has to do with spiritual connection. Mm. So we communicate in some powerful ways with each other. But when we come to that spiritual connection, that's what draws two people very close together. And, it's just powerful. Mm-hmm. And so when I wrote this chapter, I was trying to particularly draw upon the resources that Christians have that non-believers don't have. And that is that we have God's grace available to us in various ways. We can pray together. We can share scripture together, we can worship together, we can serve together. And in this chapter, I zeroed in on this idea of scripture because it's something that we can do. And you don't have to have your spouse participate for you to do it. So this idea of just inside of our hearts, we have this devotion to God's word that's so powerful. And then what's the practical activity that we could do is that we share scripture with each other. And that becomes a real asset, I think, in the marriage relationship and can draw us pretty close.
Yeah. And I also think that just as we do with parenting, the programs we are working with parents, we always say that we do the work and God does the change in our hearts. And I think it's the same here, that we really want to connect our marriage to God and give him glory for our marriages and also for the changes that he can do. And I want to first quickly give the short explanations or the short definitions you give to this chapter, which is, for example, devotion to God's word. And you describe that as prioritizing time in God's word to strengthen my heart, my mind, and my marriage. And then sharing scripture, you are describing that as identifying and sharing Bible verses that uplift and guide both my spouse and me in our spiritual lives. I really love that. It's the Bible says that we should talk with each other in hymns and in songs. And I know that's not very common. Dr. Scott, how do you think can this be done in a practical way by parents out there and couples?
I can just tell you how my wife and I do it. I mean, people do it in different ways, but my wife is in the Word every morning, and she'll often say to me, I really like this verse. And here's the thing about God's word. Okay, I've been in the word for all of my life. Mm-hmm. When I was 2, I started memorizing scripture. But it's really interesting to me that I come across verses that have been there for all these times, of course, And I just hadn't noticed the same way. I think that's part of what it means when God says that his word is living and active, and that it we get a glimpse of new applications and new ideas on a regular basis. So when my wife says to me, I really like this verse, and I say, what is it? And she reads it, and I go, well, yeah, I can see that's great. And sometimes I already, you know that verse, and I see that it's meaningful to her, and so she touched me with that. That's good. There are other times when she asks me a question about a verse. What, how do you think this corresponds to this other verse or something like that? It's another way that gets us dialoguing about spiritual things. Mm. I'm a pastor. I preach sermons every week, and she will regularly ask me by the time I get to Wednesday or Thursday, she'll ask me about my sermon and what it's going to be about. And that gives me an opportunity to lay out for her what I'm going to do with the passage that, and we encourage our people at our church to read the passage in advance. So she's already reading the passage, and she's saying, boy, that's going to be a hard passage. What are you going to do with that one? So doing is we're talking in and around God's word, or sometimes we see people do all kinds of things with this God's word today, and sometimes really touching, whether it's a song or a media post or something, and by sharing those things with each other, they just can help us connect on this deeper level, and that's what becomes so powerful.
And even praying a verse together, I think that can be very powerful as well. And I really believe that it's something that done together, but also with our children, it's something that can be so, so changing, so life-changing. So something, for example, what I have is I have on my kitchen table a one of those calendars with daily Bible verses, because I find it so easy to just reach to that when we're praying, to just call out on that verse and pray over it. Sometimes I'm busy or tired, and I'm not so good with bringing the most amazing prayer. But I just find that it helps me, and I also share that with the kids. And we don't take away that, you know, we don't change the verse every day, because I find it important that we kind of marinate in one verse before we move to another one. But I think that can also be just a good way to have something, you know, in front of your eyes, and to remind yourself and your spouse of it very often, or as often as you can. Dr. Scott, of course, you mentioned in your book a few examples on how parents and couples can do this, and how you give some suggestions. You also share about how to build a marriage rooted in God's word, which I think it's very powerful, because in God's word there are so many advices on how to work on the marriage, and what a godly marriage is like. How do you think that we could improve, let's say, not only talk about the Bible, but how can we maybe more intentionally improve our marriage by looking at what the Bible says about marriage?
Well, yes, I do think the Bible has some good things to say about marriage, and I think those are important and foremost in our minds. But the Bible is full of all kinds of verses that deal with relationships. So we want to not limit ourselves to those verses that just talk about roles and relationships in family life. We want to talk about how God changes people, and how God encourages people, and how he worked with the Israelites and encouraged them, and how he used the prophets to work with people. And when we do that, then it does something really special.
Yeah.
In our life too. So that's one of the reasons we study God's word, is because the same ideas that take place in the stories of the Old Testament and the New Testament happen to people who are real people. And so as we're working with them, we're trying to help them understand what this looks like, and we're trying to teach them some really good things to encourage us. All right. So it encourages us, and we walk away with some really good truths that help us to be most effective in the way that we work with each other. So I think that working with spouses in regards to this can be really good. I think some people view marriage as a private, or their spirituality as a private event. And so they are somehow feel uncomfortable sharing what God's teaching them. I think we got to get over it. That's what I say to couples, get over it.
Yeah.
You need to be able to say, I saw this verse in God's word, and it's something that encouraged me today. Can I just share it with you?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be pointed. I know some people, they take God's word and say, here's a verse you need. I don't know if that's all that helpful. It can be sometimes, but I want to, we want to share spiritually. And there's so much edifying material in God's word that's that just touches us, I think we can use it to enhance the relationships together.
Yeah, you're very right. The Bible is full of advice on relationships, also examples of relationships. And it's quite powerful, even going through it to just, pick up those, you know, whether we do it randomly or whether we do it in a disciplined manner. It's really not the point indeed. Oh, and what I really like also at your book, Dr. Scott, is that you have at the end of each chapter, we already mentioned it, but you have a little prayer there, which can give words to, to some of the desires and the wishes, of our hearts as we go through this book and as we read this book. I wanted to actually come towards the end of the episode by asking you to give us a flavor maybe of how has your life been improved? You mentioned a bit earlier, but how has your life as a family been improved by you and your wife, let's say, being more deep into the Bible or sharing with each other scripture? How has that benefited your children, for example?
That's an interesting question. Well, certainly our kids know that we take a stand for the Lord. And we have 5 kids, 12 grandchildren now. Mm. And our children have gone through various challenges in their lives, but they know that we love the Lord. And sometimes they moved away from the Lord at times. And I remember my one son, I'll tell a story about Ben, because Ben at one time decided to live a pretty wild life after he got out of high school. And you know, it's interesting because that was many years ago, but mm-hmm. he has taken a complete about face. He loves the Lord, takes his kids to church now. And he and I have such a close relationship. And I really appreciate him and he appreciates me and we value each other. And my other son, he is a pastor and he's my brother in Christ. And, you know, when he speaks, I take notes because he's always got these good ideas. Mm. But there's a sense in which part of this bigger family, the family of God, and knowing that is so encouraging because we're on the same team. And being on that same team is so valuable. I love to see my grandkids serving the Lord in various ways. One of my grandsons, Hudson, he's 21 now. Mm-hmm. And I told Hudson when he, earlier on in his teen years, I said, when you get ready to, you get interested in a girl, you should call me. I want to talk to you and give you some advice. So last year he said, Grandpa, you told me to call you and I'm interested in a girl now. Interested to know what you're going to say. And so that was a great experience to be able to talk to him. He really loves the Lord and he has his own like social media channels where he talks about the Lord and he's gone on a mission trip and just things. So each one of our kids are in their own stages of to kind of work through life. And we want to help them see that my wife and I have been serving the Lord since we met and even before then. Mm-hmm. And there's a right way to live. And when you serve the Lord, good things happen. So I think it permeates and carries down to the children, the grandchildren. It's something that very important for us to be able to pass on a legacy, a legacy of faith, next generation. Very valuable and important. So we try to do that with our kids and certainly with each other in our marriage relationship, just to encourage each other spiritually. And God's word is at the center of that.
Yeah, amen. That's such a powerful testimony. Thank you so much for sharing, Dr. Scott. And thank you, everyone, to everyone who's listening to this podcast today. I do want to encourage you to share and to rate our podcast. It only takes a few minutes, but it does make a big difference because those who are searching for a parenting podcast can come in contact with it. And that can really change how they're seeing things and how they're seeing parenting. And now with our marriage episode, perhaps also give them some ideas on how to look at their marriage. So I do want to encourage you to do that. And thank you for listening and for giving feedback and for being engaged. And do read the book. You can find it on Dr. Scott's website, biblicalparenting.org. And Dr. Scott, before we close, would you like to share any final thoughts?
Yes, I would just say that every person needs to have a devotion to God's word. That's just central to the success of their lives. And if they have that devotion to God's word and they realize that marriage is this arena where we work things out in our lives, then They can use that in the marriage relationship, sometimes more than others, depending on how receptive the spouse is. But that's where we're headed, and that's what we're trying to do.
Thank you so much. And just like you said last time we spoke, it doesn't matter if your spouse does not participate. You can still read the book, put in practice what you are reading, and just pray to the Lord that that change will come. Dr. Scott, once again, thank you so much for today. And until next time, God bless you.